Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Many people spend lots of time in their cars, driving to and from work, but they don't stay in their cars longer than needed. However, my guest Megan actually lives in her car. Welcome to the studio, Megan.
Hello, everybody.
Megan, what made you start living in your car?
Well, I have enough money to rent a place to live, but I travel a lot for my job. If I had a flat, I wouldn't be able to use it for most of the time.
How exactly does it work? Sleeping, cooking, showering, in the car? It seems impossible.
Well, it's not that hard. I have a big car and a comfortable airbed that I also use when I go camping in the mountains and have to spend a night in a tent. I've made my own curtains to have some privacy. I have all kinds of equipment in the car, for example, a camp cooker, which I use for coffee and simple meals. I also buy snacks, such as fruit and dark chocolate, and I sometimes order takeaway meals.
I see. What about hygiene?
I have a gym membership card, which I can use in many cities to take showers at the gyms. When I need to wash my clothes, I use self-service laundries. Besides, I wear the same clothes a few times before washing them.
Wow, now it sounds so easy. Are you planning to live in your car for the rest of your life?
Well, it's easy to get tired of this lifestyle. But for me, it's so much fun. I'm not thinking of giving it up. I really want to travel around for the time being. And as for the future, I don't know yet.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Many people spend lots of time in their cars, driving to and from work, but they don't stay in their cars longer than needed. However, my guest Megan actually lives in her car. Welcome to the studio, Megan.
Hello, everybody.
Megan, what made you start living in your car?
Well, I have enough money to rent a place to live, but I travel a lot for my job. If I had a flat, I wouldn't be able to use it for most of the time.
How exactly does it work? Sleeping, cooking, showering, in the car? It seems impossible.
Well, it's not that hard. I have a big car and a comfortable airbed that I also use when I go camping in the mountains and have to spend a night in a tent. I've made my own curtains to have some privacy. I have all kinds of equipment in the car, for example, a camp cooker, which I use for coffee and simple meals. I also buy snacks, such as fruit and dark chocolate, and I sometimes order takeaway meals.
I see. What about hygiene?
I have a gym membership card, which I can use in many cities to take showers at the gyms. When I need to wash my clothes, I use self-service laundries. Besides, I wear the same clothes a few times before washing them.
Wow, now it sounds so easy. Are you planning to live in your car for the rest of your life?
Well, it's easy to get tired of this lifestyle. But for me, it's so much fun. I'm not thinking of giving it up. I really want to travel around for the time being. And as for the future, I don't know yet.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. The French island of Corsica is famous for its beautiful white beaches. But did you know that over 15,000 cows move freely around the island, including its beaches? While tourists often think it's fun to take selfies with the cows, they might actually be putting themselves at risk. Last summer, some aggressive cows attacked a tour guide. So now there are notices on the beaches reminding visitors that the cows should be left alone. Two.
And now some news that will make local dog owners very happy. Our city authorities have decided to allow dogs onto Westport Beach. However, if you want to go for a beach walk with your dog, you need to follow some rules. First of all, dogs must be on a lead all the time, and you must always clean up after them. Remember that you have to take your dog away from the beach if it behaves badly. Finally, make sure you have lots of fresh water for your pet.
Three. Can you imagine? I was walking along a beach when I noticed a small animal digging in the sand. I walked towards it. As I got closer, I saw it was a cute little pig, and it didn't run away. Suddenly, it looked at me and wagged its tail, showing no fear. So I quietly pulled out my phone to take a few photos. After some time, the pig gave me another look and then ran off. I'm still wondering if it was someone's pet. Four.
Are you a wildlife lover and a nature enthusiast? Then you'll enjoy exploring one of Australia's most beautiful national parks on foot. Our day will start very early so that we'll be able to observe kangaroos on the beach at sunrise. After that, we'll have a picnic breakfast on the beach, and I'll tell you all about the other animals in the park. It will certainly be an unforgettable day. There are only a few places left for tomorrow's walk, so you need to make up your mind soon if you want to join me.
Five. When someone mentions penguins, you probably think of the cold and icy Antarctic. You may feel sure that it's impossible to see these birds on the warm shores of Africa. But in fact, Boulders Beach, near Cape Town in South Africa, has its own colony of penguins. They settled there in 1982. This beach is one of the few places where you can get close to African penguins and watch them swimming in the ocean waters. The huge rocks on the beach protect the penguins from the wind and waves and create an ideal environment for them.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. The French island of Corsica is famous for its beautiful white beaches. But did you know that over 15,000 cows move freely around the island, including its beaches? While tourists often think it's fun to take selfies with the cows, they might actually be putting themselves at risk. Last summer, some aggressive cows attacked a tour guide. So now there are notices on the beaches reminding visitors that the cows should be left alone. 2.
And now some news that will make local dog owners very happy. Our city authorities have decided to allow dogs onto Westport Beach. However, if you want to go for a beach walk with your dog, you need to follow some rules. First of all, dogs must be on a lead all the time, and you must always clean up after them. Remember that you have to take your dog away from the beach if it behaves badly. Finally, make sure you have lots of fresh water for your pet.
3. Can you imagine? I was walking along a beach when I noticed a small animal digging in the sand. I walked towards it. As I got closer, I saw it was a cute little pig, and it didn't run away. Suddenly, it looked at me and wagged its tail, showing no fear. So I quietly pulled out my phone to take a few photos. After some time, the pig gave me another look and then ran off. I'm still wondering if it was someone's pet. 4.
Are you a wildlife lover and a nature enthusiast? Then you'll enjoy exploring one of Australia's most beautiful national parks on foot. Our day will start very early so that we'll be able to observe kangaroos on the beach at sunrise. After that, we'll have a picnic breakfast on the beach, and I'll tell you all about the other animals in the park. It will certainly be an unforgettable day. There are only a few places left for tomorrow's walk, so you need to make up your mind soon if you want to join me.
5. When someone mentions penguins, you probably think of the cold and icy Antarctic. You may feel sure that it's impossible to see these birds on the warm shores of Africa. But in fact, Boulders Beach, near Cape Town in South Africa, has its own colony of penguins. They settled there in 1982. This beach is one of the few places where you can get close to African penguins and watch them swimming in the ocean waters. The huge rocks on the beach protect the penguins from the wind and waves and create an ideal environment for them.
3. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
In a recent survey of 2,000 people, 33% said autumn was their favourite season of the year. When asked about the best aspects of autumn, Some people mention drinking hot chocolate, but the most popular answer given by more than half of the people who took part in the survey was watching the leaves change colour. The next answer in order of popularity was feeling the chill in the air, which was mentioned by 45% of participants. The least popular answer was making homemade soup.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
In a recent survey of 2,000 people, 33% said autumn was their favourite season of the year. When asked about the best aspects of autumn, some people mentioned drinking hot chocolate, but the most popular answer given by more than half of the people who took part in the survey was watching the leaves change colour. The next answer in order of popularity was feeling the chill in the air, which was mentioned by 45% of participants. The least popular answer was making homemade soup.
Two. The next station is Liverpool Street. When you reach it, the first set of doors will not open. To exit, passengers in carriage number one should move towards the doors in carriage number two. I repeat, the next station is Liverpool Street. Change here for the central line. Please mind the gap when stepping down onto the platform.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The next station is Liverpool Street. When you reach it, the first set of doors will not open. To exit, passengers in carriage number one should move towards the doors in carriage number two. I repeat, the next station is Liverpool Street. Change here for the central line. Please mind the gap when stepping down onto the platform. Three.
Hi, Brenda, it's me. I'm calling to thank you for the birthday card. I received it this morning. It was really nice of you to send it. By the way, I'm organising a little party for just a few friends. I'd love you to be there. My mother is coming too. She'll help me a bit with the food and other arrangements. If you need a lift, my mother can also pick you up. It's next Friday. I'm not sure about the time yet, but I'll let you know later, okay?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Brenda, it's me. I'm calling to thank you for the birthday card. I received it this morning. It was really nice of you to send it. By the way, I'm organising a little party for just a few friends. I'd love you to be there. My mother is coming too. She'll help me a bit with the food and other arrangements. If you need a lift, my mother can also pick you up. It's next Friday. I'm not sure about the time yet, but I'll let you know later, okay?
Four. Hi, Jane. Would you like to drop by in the evening? I'm going to make some ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, ice cream is my favourite dessert. But whenever I watch cooking shows, they say that making it is extremely hard. So I've never tried to make it. And don't you need to have a special machine?
Actually, no. You need just four basic ingredients that everybody has at home. Cream, sugar, vanilla extract and some salt.
Really? I didn't know that. What next?
You put everything into a big jar, close it and shake it for 5 minutes. The ice cream is ready after 3 hours in the freezer.
Wow! I'll definitely come round to try some.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jane. Would you like to drop by in the evening? I'm going to make some ice cream.
Ice cream? Oh, ice cream is my favorite dessert. But whenever I watch cooking shows, they say that making it is extremely hard. So I've never tried to make it. And don't you need to have a special machine?
Actually, no. You need just four basic ingredients that everybody has at home. Cream, sugar, vanilla extract, and some salt.
Really? I didn't know that. What next?
You put everything into a big jar, close it, and shake it for 5 minutes. The ice cream is ready after 3 hours in the freezer.
Wow! I'll definitely come round to try some.
Five.
One of my hobbies is playing board games with my friends and family. I'm interested in anything connected with trees, and luckily for me, there are many such board games on the market. My favourite game, called Bosk, is suitable for 2 to 4 players. There is no single player option. The players take control of a specific tree and over the course of 4 seasons plant their tree on the board, watch it grow, and then drop its leaves across the board. This game has a beautiful layout and colours and does a great job of simulating a year in the life of a tree.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One of my hobbies is playing board games with my friends and family. I'm interested in anything connected with trees, and luckily for me, there are many such board games on the market. My favourite game, called Bosk, is suitable for 2 to 4 players. There is no single player option. The players take control of a specific tree, and over the course of 4 seasons, plant their tree on the board, watch it grow, and then drop its leaves across the board. This game has a beautiful layout and colours and does a great job of simulating a year in the life of a tree.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.